Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello everyone and welcome back for another installment of a dark minisode for season 20 of The Dark Paranormal. It's genuinely mind-bending to think that next week's dark minisode will be our penultimate minisode of season 20. I had hoped season 20, with it being a landmark kind of season, would be rather special, thus far it's proving to be so, but I did not expect it to go by this quickly. In fact, the speed that this season has flew by has made me make one decision, and that is we're going to keep the free trial week of Patreon going until the season finale, which will be Friday the 18th of July, so you have just over 2.5 weeks to claim your free trial of Patreon, and of course, if you wish to wait until the season finale so that you've got an extra week, so to say, of The Dark Paranormal, then feel free. But at midnight on the Friday, the 18th of July, the offer will close. And genuinely, in regards to Patreon, the offer may not come back again until maybe season 30. So if you've been debating it, now's the time to go over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now we have the not-so-small duty of dealing with today's minisode. Now, I'm not one who's big on small coincidences. Small coincidences happen all the time. Those coincidences which seem to defy any sort of logic or appear at the right time, or synchronicities if you will, I am a strong believer in those. Or as one person once called them, and I like this term very much, a god wink. A sign, literally, from the gods. Now, in all honesty, with season 20 thus far being, in my opinion, one of our best yet in terms of the stories and experiences that we've told, I really wanted a very good one for this dark minisode. And I was struggling to find one of the right length or one of the right caliber for this season. And then one arrived in my inbox as I was searching for the episode. And this dark minisode is different for many reasons, but specifically one. And one that you will have heard me reference before. I often talk about validators. Things which wouldn't be included if somebody had made up a story. So it's very rare, in fact it's the first time it's taken place, that within this particular dark minisode, it's not necessarily what took place or how it's described that for me is the validator. It's the entire tone of the email. It's the entire emotion of the email. It's the honesty of the email also, and hopefully you will see what I mean when I try to do it justice in a second. So today's dark minisode comes into us from Everin, and Everin writes, "Hi Kevin, I've long hesitated to write in, not for lack of material, but because, frankly, I have too much. And even to me, some of it sounds unbelievable. If my life were written out as a novel, I imagine most readers would scoff and say, well, that's a bit much. And yet, here I am. I do recall you once saying that stories which are too polished can feel less believable. I did consider rewriting this in a more casual tone. But here's the truth. I'm an author and a former English professor. And trying not to sound like myself felt disingenuous. And while I know this is a long introduction, I promise it's not just indulgent context. There is a story at the end, one I've never forgotten. But before I can tell it, I need to explain what it's like living with this strangeness. Because I'm not just writing to share an experience, I'm writing to ask, has anyone else out there seen the spirit world the way I do? Fragmented, incomplete, like snippets from a signal I was never meant to receive. I suppose what I want, more than answers, is connection. To know if anyone else lives with this feeling, this constant static, these flickers of things that never stay long enough to understand. So, where to begin? Well, I see spirits. I don't hear them, not usually, and I wouldn't describe myself as a medium. I've never held a seance or passed along any cryptic messages from the beyond. I don't channel or enter trances or anything dramatic. I just see them. I always have. They appear the way other people might notice cracks in the pavements or birds on a wire. Simply there, existing. Often doing nothing at all. Just being. They turn up in all sorts of places. Doorways, streets, windows. Sometimes they wonder. Sometimes they watch. But most of the time they ignore me completely. First, I want to explain what it feels like to live with this. Not just what I've seen, but how it works. Because seeing spirits is not like the movies. There is no tidy beginning, no escalation, no dramatic reveal, nor resolution. No closure, no satisfying answers. It's more like sitting in front of a television, only you don't have the remote. Someone else is flipping through the channels, fast, without logic. You get a few seconds of one thing, a flicker of movement, a glimpse of a face, a sudden heaviness in your chest, and then it's gone. The channel changes. The moment ends. And you're left blinking at static, wondering what it all meant. But there's no context, just fragments and more questions. That's what it's like, and that's why I'm writing in. Not because I'm certain of what I saw, but because I've seen so much and still feel alone with it. There's one more thing I should mention. I have aphantasia, the inability to picture images in the mind. I can't visualize anything, not even my own memories. And I mention this because it makes how I perceive spirits even stranger. There are two ways it happens. The more common is what I call the overlay. It's as if my brain lays a strip of celluloid film across my vision. Something flickers across it, a figure, a gesture, a presence. It doesn't feel like sight exactly, but it's there. As close as I come to a mind's eye. And then sometimes, especially at night, I do see them with my physical eyes. I move around them like I would any living person. I've stepped aside to let them pass. I've murmured apologies for nearly bumping into someone, only to be told there was no one there. And yes, I'm Canadian, we really do apologise left, right and centre. Even to ghosts, apparently. The story I want to share today is of the former kind, an overlay. One that has haunted me for nearly 20 years.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It was December 2006. Winter holidays in Japan are a little different. Christmas isn't widely celebrated. But in education, you are lucky enough to get time off. The Emperor's birthday, December the 23rd, was a national holiday, and for us, it marked the start of our winter break. A longtime friend of mine had moved from the US to Kyushu to teach. So, as two foreigners in a foreign land, we decided to finally meet in person. I'd never been to Kyushu before, and it was a long trip from Tokyo. But I was excited. Another friend, someone I'd known since college, had also moved to Japan that year. He was working on a school farm in Niigata Prefecture, and he asked if he could stay in my apartment over the break. I told him I'd be away, but he was welcome to house it or come with me. I've always called him V. Mysterious enough that I doubt anyone could trace it back to him, even if he minded. True to form, he declared it sounded fun and tagged along, just as he'd followed me to Japan months earlier, because it sounded like a blast. We took the Shinkansen, the bullet train, nearly 400 kilometers an hour. It was a few hours' journey, but I had a good book and a new MP3 player V had given me for Christmas. This was 2006, so I was reading The Da Vinci Code and listening to The Black Parade. This has nothing to do with the story, but I suspect a few of your older listeners will smile. 4 hours in, I was completely absorbed in my book. V was snoring beside me. Then I felt it. A sudden, irresistible pull. Like something in my chest turned my head for me, forcing me to look out of the window. The rice fields were giving way to crowded suburbs. The sky was grey. The view was dull, dreary, ordinary. But what I felt was anything but ordinary. It hit me like a wall, a sense of absolute overwhelming horror. Not nerves, not discomfort, dread, pure and suffocating. And then I saw it. That overlay flickered into place, and what I saw, I still don't have words for. Not really. I've seen many things. I've even developed a kind of personal classification for them. But this had no name. It was a mass, A vast floating thing suspended in the sky like a terrible silent moon, hovering above the city, nearly taking up the entire sky. And it was made of people. Or what had once been people. Men, women, children, animals too, dogs, cats, cows, all melted together into one seething, grotesque body. Flesh bubbling, eyes slipping like wax, mouths frozen in silent screams. It writhed, it moved. I must have made a noise because V stirred beside me, asking me what was wrong. Through the shock, I tried to describe it. I barely knew how. I still don't. But I must have said something because after a pause, where he glanced outside, he turned and said, "Dude, do you know where we are?" I didn't. He'd booked the tickets. I only knew we had about 6 hours on this train headed south. V told me to just wait until they announced the next station. So I waited. A long, stressful minute. "V, my friend, could you be any more dramatic? But gods, I love you, man." And then the voice came over the speaker. "Next station, Hiroshima. Again, the next station will be Hiroshima. Doors will open on the right. Please ensure you have all your belongings before exiting the train." To this day, it remains the most vivid and the most horrifying experience of my life. We all know the history. Little boy, fat man. We've seen the documentaries, read the textbooks. But that day, I felt it. The terror, the grief, the weight of 100,000 silent screams still suspended in the air. Even now, I know my words don't do it justice. I've spent 20 years trying to understand what I saw. I've never seen anything like it before, and I hope I never will again. But I can't help wondering, was it just me? So I'll end with this. If anyone listening has ever seen something like it, a mass, a presence, a floating monument of agony that defies logic, please somehow let me know. Because I still have so many questions, and I am so tired of carrying them alone. Thank you, Kevin, for making a space where those of us who've seen too much and understand too little can finally speak. Even if there are no answers, it means more than I can say just to be heard. Evryn. Wow. Evryn, I don't think we've ever, in fact, I can genuinely say we've never covered an experience like that in the entire history of the show. And to try and help you with your questions, really, if anyone has experienced anything similar to what Evryn has asked, do email me, contact@thedarkparanormal.com, and I'll ensure Evryn receives your response. The synchronicity of me requiring a very good episode and it landing in my lap is not the only thing this is synchronicitous of. Just this week, I was looking deeply into Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and I didn't realize, because although I like some history, I'm not much of a war history person, that the Nazis had already surrendered when the atomic bombs were dropped. But in the UK, at least, we're still often told we, or the Allies, dropped the atomic bomb before Hitler had a chance to do so. But the Nazis had surrendered. And the two bombs dropped in Japan were to stop the war in the Pacific. And although Germany did make advances and advancements in the creation of atomic weaponry, Japan were very much far behind in that regard. So in regards to dropping it on Japan before they got to the atomic bomb, they were a good few years, maybe decades away from attaining it. So any argument of dropping it before Japan had one goes out the window, which therefore leaves the absolutely awful human question of, is it right to decimate two entire cities worth of people, civilians, to stop a war with a country whose one attack on Allied soil was against the Pearl Harbor military base? That's a question I may put out there, but will make no attempt to answer. I will say, any weapons used that can literally scorch your shadow into concrete probably don't need using. Especially on people going to work, school, and their everyday lives. But history is history, no matter how gruesome and horrific and right or wrong. So again, I'll say, for everyone's sake, if you do have any sort of correlation with what they've experienced, please do email us at contact@thedarkparanormal.com and I'll make sure everyone receives your response. And until next time, stay safe and take care.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.